More of my lovely voice? Sure. I'll tell you about my awful, powerful night last night. My father came home at 7 p.m. really, really drunk, and he said to me, "Nix, I'm going to make dinner tonight." And I said, "Oh, okay, cool, because I usually make dinner, so, you know." And so he said, "I'm going to make this recipe." And I just, it was the most complicated fucking recipe I've ever seen in my goddamn life. And so I had to make a list of all the ingredients we didn't have, also known as the whole goddamn recipe. And then he, in his drunken state, left for the store and didn't come back for 3 hours. I'm pretty sure he went back to the bar. And then when he came home around 10 p.m., he like, put down everything and he kind of called me back up to the kitchen and he said, "Now, Nix, do I have everything I need?" And I, "Yes, you do, Dad." And he said, "Okay, I'm going to start cooking." And he promptly took another shot of whiskey as he was entering the kitchen. And I went back downstairs to my friends and I just kind of told them all what happened. And they just kind of laughed it off, but I was worried. And he came down around 11:30 and said, "You should be in bed, Nix." Even though, earlier that evening he told me, "You cannot go to bed until I serve dinner." And I retold that story to him, and he just kind of blew up at me. And then he said, "Fine, I'm just working on dinner. You can just stay here." And so, long story short, I didn't get dinner until 1:30 a.m. And it was so, so mediocre. It was fucking awful, and I hated it, and it tasted bad, and it made my stomach hurt, and it wasn't worth the wait at all. And so I woke up late this morning, and I had to rush out the door, and I'm never letting my dad cook again. So, yeah, there's a story. Oh, man.